From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Violent protests still continue in Ukraine and have spread beyond Kiev to at least four other cities. President Yanukovych has scheduled an emergency meeting with opposition leaders. Yesterday's round of protests over Yanukovych's decision to back Ukraine out of a treaty with the EU left two dead and forced the governor of the city of Lviv to resign his post. Rebels in South Sudan are set to sign a temporary ceasefire agreement with the government. Over the past week, government forces have regained territorial control in some areas, but peace talks were still stalled, with the rebels demanding a prisoner release. That issue has now been put to the side for later discussion, while the ceasefire agreement proceeds. The UN estimates that at least 1,000 people have been killed and over 500,000 displaced over the past month due to the conflict. A Mexican national has been executed in Texas for killing a Houston police officer, despite pleas from the Mexican government and the U.S. State Department. Edgar Tamayo, age 46, was executed at midnight on Wednesday. He received a lethal injection for the January 1994 fatal shooting of Officer Guy Gaddis. Latin America correspondent Andrea Arenas reports.
Shortly after Edgar Tamayo was confirmed dead by lethal injection, the Mexican Foreign Ministry released a statement lamenting Texas's decision to proceed with the execution. By going through with the execution, Mexico contends the United States has violated a 2004 ruling by the United Nations that ordered a review of the cases of 51 Mexicans on death row in the U.S. on the grounds that they had not received fair trial. Including Edgar Tamayo, three of those 51 Mexican nationals have since been executed in the United States.
Russia's Supreme Court has ordered the release of Platon Lebedev, the former business partner of Mikhail Khodorkovsky. The two men were convicted of tax evasion and theft after funding opposition political parties. Russian President Vladimir Putin pardoned Mikhail Khodorkovsky last month, but Platon Lebedev was still in jail. Anya Ardaeva has more from Moscow.
Platon Lebedev, a former head of Menatep Group, and Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who ran oil giant Yukos, were regarded as political prisoners by human rights groups. Mikhail Khodorkovsky was released in December and left the country for Switzerland. It is not clear whether he intends to return to Russia in the future. Platon Lebedev is expected to leave prison on Friday, 4 months before his sentence ends. Despite the Russian Supreme Court decision, their convictions remain in place, including a court order under which the businessmen must pay over $500,000 in tax penalties.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A decision by the Pentagon to relax the U.S. military's uniform rules and allow religious clothing has been broadly welcomed by activists, but they say the move doesn't go far enough. The Sikh Coalition, the largest Sikh American lobby organization in the U.S., says it appreciates the Pentagon's gesture, but also points to an alleged culture of discrimination. Nina Maria Potts reports.
The Pentagon says it wants to give individual troops greater freedom to wear turbans and headscarves, yarmulkes and other religious clothing with their uniforms. And while the move has been widely welcomed, many religious groups say the military has not gone far enough. The shift in policy is mainly expected to affect sheikhs, Muslims, Jews and other groups that wear beards or clothing as part of their faith. America's largest coalition of Sikhs has said the decision represents a small step in the right direction, but has pointed to a long and bureaucratic process of allowing Sikhs to join the army in the first place.
The largest provider of background checks in the U.S. is being accused of fraud by the American government. The firm, the United States Investigation Services, was responsible for clearing intelligence whistleblower Edward Snowden and the Washington Navy Yard gunman Aaron Alexis. From Washington, Daniel Wrenches reports.
The U.S. Justice Department's joined a legal complaint initiated by a former employee-turned-whistleblower Blake Percival. The United States Investigation Service, or USIS, is accused of failing to provide adequate background checks in at least 665,000 cases. The firm says the alleged behavior was carried out by a small number of employees and doesn't reflect the company's values and practices. USIS is separately facing questions from lawmakers about why it cleared NSA contractor Edward Snowden and Aaron Alexis, an IT contractor, who killed 12 people during a shooting incident at the Washington Navy Yard last year.
And that's the latest Feature Story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.